We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Heyam Abayz, and we are starting five lines from the top of Heyam Abayz, the two dots. Tanu Rabbanan. We are learning now a brisa about two different lavin that we're very familiar with, but in those Pesachim, there are details that's not in the other Pasuk. We have two lavin. We have Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh. And in each Pasuk, it has certain drushes that doesn't say about the other one. And basically, the point of the brisa is will be to tell us what the drushes are. And number two is, how do you know that the drushes are found by both Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzeh? So let's see it inside. Tanu Rabbanan, Shivas Yomim Sa'or Lo Yimotzeh Votechem. This is the Issur of Bal Yimotzeh. And for 7 days, you cannot have chametz being found in your house. It says Votechem, your house. Matam Elohim, why did it say this? Like Karnam, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yir Lecha Sa'or, Lo Yir Lecha Chametz B'chol Gvulecha. And this Pasuk says, you now see chametz or Sa'or, B'chol Gvulecha. So the difference in this pasuk, first it says L'cha, you, yours, and B'chol Gvulecha, not only your house, and all your properties, anything you own. So why do you need two psukim? Fisha Nemar, Lo Yireh L'cha Sa'ar, just say Lo Yireh L'cha Sa'ar, Lo Yireh L'cha Chametz, it says L'cha. Sh'l'cha Yata Raya. You can't see your own Chametz, Avata Raya Sh'l'cherem Sh'l'gavaya, but you could see, it's not an issa to see other people's Chametz and Hekdesh's Chametz. Now what does it mean Sh'l'cherem? So Rashi, a Mechuzh Dikar Rashi here says, Rashi's different maskul of Fisha Nemar. Rashi says, Avat Aroya Begvulcha Shal Acherim Kegoin Nochri Veshal Gavoya. Acherim Rashi Taichas means a Nochri's Chomets Ladasi and a Gavoya is Chomets Ladasi. It's Mashma, I know that Yid's Chomets is also for you by Yerah. You're not allowed to see someone else's Chomets. And that's how Rashi holds the Maisa. The Goyin is Dayak like that from Rashi, the Groh. And that's what comes up from Rashi, that is a lo yirah l'cha on someone else's chametz. And it could be there's a mashmoyes that in the sugi before, we had the soicher maskir, that the soicher also was chayim by yirah, with shahaluna gemara. There was a tzad there, the landlord's chametz, and the gemara says the soicher has to do the b'dikas chametz. And if you Rashi's al by yirah, it's also a shtickle raya maybe, that there's a by yirah, but it's someone else's chametz. It's not the first time it's coming up. But upon him, In the pasuk lo yirah l'cha, it says l'cha to teach us some mit. Shalcha ya atarayah, you can't see your own chametz. Avat atarayah shalachayim shalachavayah, but you can see other people's chametz, which means a goy or a hekdesh. If it says about ria, looking at it, seeing it, yochel yatmin, I could cover my chametz, cover it over with something, or the kabbal k'danes menachri, or I can kabbal a pekadoin from menachri, and I'll give you a little sneak preview. I would just say you let us see some of those chametz. Here's Master's Aser. Teresh says, "Because it means you chayiv b'achrayis." That's the Gemara is going to answer later on, and therefore you are chayiv in bal yimotzi on that. Yochel yatmin mikal b'kodesh menachri tamalim lo yimotzi. That's what lo yimotzi is for. So what's lo yimotzi there for? It's being marba something. It's being marba. First of all, if I cover the chametz, and number two is it's saying if you have a pekodin of a nachri, it's aser to have that in your house. That's called lo yimotzi. And now the Gemara says a drasha, which the Gemara later on will explain a little better. Ainli Ella, maybe the only type of pekadin is aser is only benachri shaloi kibshasai, a nachri that you're not under your control. Ain shari imach b'chatzah, he's not with you in the chatzah. Nachri shikibshasai, nachri that's in your control. B'shari b'chatzah, menayin how you know it's his pekadin's aser? Tamalay malay matzay v'teichem, shouldn't be found v'teichem. What Shver about his drasha is that, of course, if a nachri that's not in your control, your chayiv al yimotzeh. Of course, the nachri in your control, your chayiv. So Gemara doesn't ask that question. Ein li ela shibbateichem. All we see from the pasuk of lo yimotzeh is that in your own house, you can't have, let's say, covered chametz or a pekadon of a goy. Beboyrois b'shichem aris v'nayin. How do you know, or any type of chametz lo yimotzeh, how do you know that if you own chametz in a bar or a cave somewhere, Menayin tamaloy menayin. How do you know it's aser? Tamaloy v'chol gvulecha. Said v'chol gvulecha. So here we are making different drashas. Lo yimotzeh teaches us matmin and a pekadon is aser because it can't be found at all. Lo yirah l'cha v'chol gvulecha teaches us even in bar shichem aris. It's aser. And we have a miyit in pasuk l'cha ataroya v'cha I ataroya v'ataroya. Acherim and Gavoya. That's from the second pasuk. So you have to know that there's two psukim here. How do you know that, for example, in a bar, that it's also to have a pekadim? Where do you know pekadim from? From lo yimotzeh. So how do you know? It's a bateichim. How do you know in a bar, in a gvul, how do you know they have an iser of That's going to be the Gemara's question outside, just to get the clock. It's a little complicated to read in the words, but that's what the Gemara's question is going to be. How do you know what to have this by that? Bebatim, when it comes to batim, over mishum bal yira'a or bal yimatzah, because if you have chol gulecha bal yira'a, you still have batim, and you also have a batim as lo yimatzah, you have a bal yatmin, I can't cover it, or bal yikavah kveres menachri. And then begvulim, we know we have a heter of shulcha yateraya, avat teraya shalachem shagvay. You're allowed to see a goy's chametz, and which is not we're not mekabel achrayis obviously, and shagvay and hektish. Menayli this omer shelzeh bezeh. How do you know to put what here to there? For example, how do you know in your bias you're allowed to see acherim and gvoya, and how do you know in baris yichmaris you're not allowed to have a pekadon? How do you know those things? Tamaloyma sa'ar sa'ar. Both psukim say the word sa'ar, and that's exerishava. Nema sa'ar bebatim sa'ar lo yematzei bebateichem. Venema sa'ar begvulim. It says the sa'ar begvulim lo yira lecha sa'ar v'chol gvulacha. My sa'ar, just like sa'ar, ha'oma bebatim, yo'ev mishum ba'i ra'a ba'i matzah, u'ba'i yatmin, u'ba'i kavak donis b'nan achri, because lo'i matzah is mashm like that, sa'af sa'ar ha'oma begvulin, o'ev mishum ba'i ra'a ba'i matzah ba'i yatmin ba'i kavak donis b'nan achri. And u'ma sa'ar ha'oma begvulin, you have the heter, you have the kula of shalchoy et ha'roya, but the roya shalchayim shalgavaya, you have the kula of shalachayim shalgavaya, af sa'ar ha'oma batim, shalchoy et ha'roya, but the roya shalchayim shalgavaya. So with that, you have clearly that all these halachas. And what are halachas that come out from here? The halachas that come out from here is like this. That you're allowed to see or have, even bali matzah, see or have chometz of a goy in your house or chometz of hektash in your house. No problem. You're not allowed to cover your chometz in your house that won't help you, and you're not allowed to have a pekadon of a goy. Aye, goy, goy, we said a chilk is a mekavah chrayis, not mekavah chrayis. And another halacha is that's not only in your house, it's in any area that you could find that you'll be over. Not only your house, anything you own, you have an iser, bayira, bayimatze, which would include pektoinis and yatman and all those things that will be included in these things. So now the Gemara is going to explain this braisa a little bit better. Amamar. So we spoke out, this following kasha we spoke out when we learned the braisa. In the braisa it said, after it was mechadish to us, they now have a kabbal of a kodim from a goy. It says, right after, it says, ain li al benachri, that's not under your jurisdiction. But I'm not under your jurisdiction. How do you know you can't take up a kodim? Tamar lo yimotze. It makes no sense. Avamar, ain li al benachri shaloi kivshasa. Ve'ain shari mechadze. We only have a benachri that's not under your control and it's not living with you in your courtyard. Benachri shikivshasa v'shari mechadze menayin. How do you know that's usher? Tamar lo yimotze. So it says in the Pasuk Yimatzah, you also have to explain what's the new Lo Yimatzah here, so you have to explain that also. We'll see in a second. Lo Yimatzah. It's very tomorrow. Klapi Laya. This drasha is going the wrong way. It means Klapi Hecha Noit Davazel Zagrashi. That's what it means. What are you talking about? It's the opposite. Ipcha Mastavra. Oma Abaya Epoch. You have to switch it around. And it goes like this. That doesn't say you can't take Bakadoin. You only know by Nakhri it's under your control or in your Chatzah. So that's very too close for comfort. But maybe if the guy lives somewhere else and he has nothing to do with you, maybe there's not a problem. Tam aloyim lo yimotze. Now, what's the drash lo yimotze? Explains Rashi. It doesn't say lo simtza, lo simotze, lo simtza. It says lo yimotze. That's a lashon not in any way, shape, or form could define chametz by you. And therefore, even if it's a goy who doesn't live here, there's an iser on his pekadon. That's the way Abaya learns this brisa. Rav Amar loyim lo tepech. We're going to leave the words of the brisa intact, but it's not going on the sefer. It's going on the Reisha. It's going on the Kula. Not on the Chum, it's going on the Kula. Rav Amalei Lo Tepech, V'Reisha Kayi. In the Reisha it said, a special Kula, that you're allowed to see a Goy's Chametz. Shalcha Yat Reyav at the Reisha Achem Shal Gavaya. Ain li Ela Benachri. The only time you have a heter to see a Goy's Chametz is only Benachri Shaloi Kiv Shasai. That is not under your control. Ve'ain Shari Mechazi is living in your courtyard. But Benachri Shikiv Shasai Mechazi is under your control. It's in your chutz, in your courtyard. Maybe there I can't see his chametz even if not chayev achrayis. Menayim, tam aloymar lo yimatze. Hey, no, it's mutter, tam aloymar lo yimatze. Great thing, Mara Kasha, Rav, very good shmak, go back to the Reisha, telling you a kula, that the kula is even if he's under control. How can I say lo yimatze? Lo yimatze is a lav, not a heter. We're saying, how do we know you're allowed to see shalachayrim, even though he's part of your chotzer, tam aloymar lo yimatze. Lo yimatze is a lav. Frank the Gemara, v'hai tana v'hada teiro, looking for a heter, v'nosu le'krol l'suri, bring me a pasuk of lo yamasa, which is issa. So Gemara answers, shishanem l'cha l'cha trei zimni. There are two times when it says l'cha, and it's both by lo yira, actually. One's in parashas boy, v'lo yira l'cha chametz, which is the pasuk we're talking about until now. There's not a pasuk in parashas Re'eh that says lo yira l'cha sa'ar b'chol g'vulecha, v'lcha shivas yamim, lo yalim l'abasa asher tizbach v'erev, v'yam rishin l'abayker. It's extra lecha there. We take that lecha and we put it with lo yimatze. And we say lo yimatze lecha. First thing in the Gemara like this. Tam lo yima lo yimatze lecha. Even by lo yimatze, you gotta be lecha. And it's not chayav achrai, it's not called lecha. There's no iser to have a goyis chametz. Even if he lives by you, you can't have, there's no iser as long as it's not chayav achrai. Shishadam lecha lecha choy zimni, that's the drasha of lo yimatze. So what the Gemara about it? Omar. Yochel Yatmin v'kabuk d'nes ben anachri. So he said, you're allowed to see a goy's chametz. But it says, what about accepting a pekadoin? You take something from anachri to watch something for a goy. You take his chametz to watch it. Tamalayim, you know, you're watching his expensive bottles of whiskey. You're watching it for him. It's his. But you're watching it for him. Maybe it's mutta on Pesach. Tamalayim, lo yimatzah, you're not allowed to. Frank the Gemara, we just said before, you're allowed to see a goy's chametz. So Amrish Reisha, Shalachai, Tarev, Adreish, Achayim, Shal Gavoy, you're allowed to see a goy's chametz. So what's going on? You know, I don't think you have, what's going on? Loikash, that's not shver. Hold the Kabbalah Christ. If you accept responsibility of it, then you have a certain amount of control over it. We'll see exactly why. Then it's considered you a mammon. Masha'inkein, Loikah Kabbalah Christ, you're not Kabbalah Christ, that then you're allowed to see the goy's chametz. So if he gives you whiskey to watch and if it gets lost, you have to pay for it, then it's chayiv. If you don't, you say, put it here, I don't have nothing to do with me, put it here, then it's fine. Mark was an example. Rav told the Bnei Mechuza, the people of Mechuza, Iru Chamira Bnei Chelim Ataychu. The way it worked in those days was that the soldiers used to come stay by people forcefully, and they brought with them flour, and the people had to bake them bread with this flour. And so people had it in the house, rolls and baked goods that belonged to a god. And here he said, you got to get rid of it for Pesach. Why? Because you're chayav achrayis. If those rolls and bagels get lost, you're going to have to pay for it. So he says, the ilu migdav of ilu misvah, it says, bir b'chir 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 kibon the ilu migdav gets stolen, ilu misvah gets lost. V'chir b'chir koi, you're chayiv, obis l'shlum, you have to pay for it, kidl choyin dom, it's like yours, ba'asr. So he's saying, if you're chayiv achrayis, it's like yours, it's asr and chametz. So the Gemara is going to explain that. And with that Gemara, we're going to end. Next two Gemaras. Gemara says, ha'nicha l'mandi omar, dova gerim l'mamoin, k'mamoin domi. We know it's a big machlokes tanoim. If something's gerim l'mamon, is that mamon or not? That means the case of the machlokes is by kachim. Someone puts aside a behemoth for his oila, and the halacha is that he's in the case where he's chayav achrayis. It was a case where it was in a dava. He says he's going to bring an oila. He's chayav achrayis in this thing. If it gets lost, he has to bring another oila. Someone went ahead and stole it. Is the guy chayav or not? Still, hekdesh not chayav usually, not chayav to a person. Here. Is it chayiv to me something or not? So the mechlekes. Rav Shimon says it's chayiv because dava gerim mamon causes me to lose money. That's called mamon. It's not called mamon. So here it's not really mine. This is causes me a loss if you steal the chametz. If someone steals his chametz, so hanicha we can understand as isa bayira bayimatzah leman diyom dava gerim mamon kamamid dami. Because that's like mamon. It's like my mamon. Leman diyom dava kamamid dami. My iklameima. Why is it pekadon my chametz? And for the Gemara, Shani Ochad Olay Matzah. That's what Olay Matzah is for. It's telling us, even though it's not really yours, but here, Gerim L'Mamon is Chayiv. It's Pesach, Olay Matzah is Chayiv. Another version of the same Gemara, just the opposite. Iket Amri. I'll say the opposite, really. Hanich L'Mamon Dov, Gerim L'Mamon, Lav K'Mamon Domin. If your mind never holds it, usually, something that causes you to lose money is not money. We understand why you need Olay Matzah. Hayim D'Istrich Olay Matzah. El L'Mamon Dov, K'Mamon Domin. But if you hold usually it's K'Mamon, lo yimatzi lamani. What do you pass lo yimatzi? It's a regular mammon. It's your mammon. So tomorrow, no. It's just alta gamina. It's not really your money. Since if this bekadin is still intact, you got to give it back. So you don't really own it. You can't just give money. You have to give the thing back. La v'shusiko. You would say it's not your source to be chayiv. Kemashlo on the pasuk lo yimatzi that yichayiv. That's the pasuk's teaching us that yichayiv for chametz. Rab Shimon that said that when you steal something, you're chayiv, but that you're chayiv as mamon. They were talking about it's not ben anymore, it's stolen. But here it's still around, this chametz. You would think, Kolzman's still around, it's not yours, it's his. Because you give it back the way it is. Kamash malo yimotze, that you chayiv. And even if you don't know a girl, you need the pasuk of lo yimotze.